With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. This afternoon, the Flathead Office of Emergency Services bumped up fire danger in their area from high to very high. That means fires will start easily from most causes. Hot and mostly dry weather will continue through the weekend, with thunderstorms expected tonight into Saturday across all of western Montana. On Sunday, a cold front may lead to critical fire weather conditions in northwest Montana as winds increase and the relative humidities drop. Since July 1st, there have been a total of 69 reported wildfires in the Flathead Valley area. Many were lightning-caused, with over half being human-caused. East of Missoula, the Slide Rock and Little Hogback fires were detected yesterday. The Lolo National Forest says they're burning in remote areas and experienced strong winds yesterday. The Slide Rock is estimated at 15 acres, but there are also spot fires around it in about a 100-acre area. The Little Hogback is being called 2 to 3 acres. Neither fire is threatening any structures. Aircraft attacked the fires yesterday and today ground crews were sent to the Slide Rock. In eastern Montana, residents of about 35 homes have been told to evacuate due to a fire near Roundup.
We have evacuated the Delphia Pine subdivision, and we have set up a shelter with Red Cross here in Roundup at the Roundup Community Center.
That's Adam Carlson, the Musselshell County Disaster and Emergency Services Coordinator. He says the fire is estimated at around 2,000 acres, and so far there's been no confirmed damages to homes or structures. I'm Eric Whitney.
I'm Corin Cates-Carney. The chair of Montana's utility regulators violated state ethics laws during the 2016 election, according to a decision released today by Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices. Brad Johnson was fined $3,000 by the state's top political cop after finding Johnson used state time and resources to submit a political opinion editorial targeting PSC candidate Karen Cooper last year. In ordering the fine, Jeff Mangan, Commissioner of Political Practices, said Johnson has the right to express his personal political views, but does not have the right to use a state computer, an email system, or a state attorney to review the op-ed. Johnson says he's disappointed by the ruling, and says his op-ed was an attempt to use his official role to clarify statements made by Cooper during the election.
The record had been wrongly represented by comments made by the individual that filed the complaint, and I felt as chairman I was obligated to set the record straight.
Johnson wasn't running for office during the 2016 election. He says he will not challenge the fine for violating state ethical standards. Montana may have to run its one-of-a-kind Medicaid expansion program for a third of the cost if lower-than-expected state income triggers budget cuts next month. Montana is only one of 31 states to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act that uses a private insurance company to run the program. But that contract with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana will be terminated if revenue figures to be released later this month fall far enough below expectations. A new state law requires increasing levels of budget cuts, depending on how far state income falls short of revenue estimates. The Blue Cross contract would end if that difference is more than $12 million. Lawmakers passed the law to trigger state budget cuts under the assumption that the state could do the same work in the healthcare program for about a third of what Blue Cross charges. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.